This is Maryland's Morning News on WBAL.
2013, certainly a fascinating year when it comes to news stories. Some really bizarre stuff happened this year. And you had a lot of politicians who were just hanging by the end of their fingernails onto their jobs. Joining me now is Greg Birnbaum. He is deputy managing editor at Politico, who have put together the 10 craziest stories of 2013. We'll get to some of those politicians later down the road. But right now, we'll start off with number 10, I guess, what we call Edward Snowden. This story really came out of nowhere, and we're still feeling and seeing the effects of the Edward Snowden story, right?
Absolutely. I mean, most people regard it as the biggest leak in the country's history, and we're still, you might have seen, he just put out a Christmas, alternative Christmas message. Mm-hmm. He's really been with us for a large part of the year. I have a feeling we're going to still be hearing a lot more from Edward Snowden in the year to come. And the part that we focused on for the craziest stories of the year was really kind of the guessing game about where Snowden was.
Right.
When he vanished from Hawaii, and we then turned up in Asia. There were reporters who we went to Moscow and suddenly appeared there. So there was real some cloak and dagger stuff going on for a while as the world and the press corps tried to figure out exactly where Edward Snowden was.
The mayor of San Diego, which we kind of forget about because of somebody else who's on the list a little bit earlier. But boy, that was a fun summer in San Diego, wasn't it? With the mayor there accused of sexual harassment of multiple women.
Yeah, I mean, it was incredible. It first started with one woman who came forward, and then another and another and another, and it just went on day after day. I believe the final count went up to 19 women who had accused the mayor of harassment. So it was really kind of mind-boggling what was going on. With each day, there were more revelations.
Yeah, Bob Filner, the mayor of San Diego. Then we had the tale of T-Bone, the imaginary friend of New Jersey Senator, now Cory Booker, drug dealer, his bestie, which was a big debate. But let's get to the fun thing up north, the crack-smoking mayor, Rob Ford, the gift that just keeps on giving, even though they don't really like it too much in Toronto.
He has an honorary place on our 10 craziest stories list because he's a Canadian. I generally try to focus the list on American political stories,
right,
but he's really jumped right into our consciousness here in the United States. We can't ignore him. We can't turn away from him. It's just another ongoing saga up there in Toronto. More videos, more stories, more behavior that's just almost incomprehensible, and yet he continues to serve as mayor. So I really had to give him an honorary place on our top 10 list this year.
Very good. The fake interpreter at the Nelson Mandela Memorial Service. I guess he makes the list because the president was there next to him.
Yeah, because the president was standing right there. I have to say that I think this was my all-time favorite story of the year, favorite craziest story of the year. And yet this is also one with a serious side. I mean, we know that the interpreter now was signing nonsense. People who know sign language couldn't make heads or tails of what he was saying up there. But I think the issue that, you know, sometimes a crazy story can also be a serious story, where you had an individual who apparently unvetted was standing just feet away from the President of the United States of America. And it turns out he admitted in an AP interview that he had been violent in his past. Now we learn that he was actually involved in the murder of two people with a gang who burned two people to death, a guy with major psychological problems. I'm quite sure that the Secret Service is doing a look back as to how this happened to make sure that the president is never put in a position like that again.
We're out of time here. I do want to get to number one. Number one has to be, without a doubt, Carlos Danger, in my mind, who made your list.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Anthony Weiner, decided he just couldn't live without being in the public eye, made a run for New York City mayor this year. Things were going well, at the beginning. Things were okay, but then he suddenly got hit with Sidney Leathers coming forward. He had continued his sexting.
Yeah, Carlos Danger and Sidney Leathers. I mean, just you can't make that stuff up. It is amazing. Greg, it was fun to talk about the year that was 2013. Greg Birnbaum, deputy managing editor of Politico, with the 10 craziest stories of 2013. We appreciate your time here on Maryland's Morning News.
Thank you. Anytime.